We're continuing our shiurim on Otzot Chaim. We are now on Shal Leidas Hamochim, that is in the old edition, that's Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, and in the Matuk Midrash, it's Daf Mem Hei and Chelik Beis. So we've done this already. We've done a few pages already, but we're going to go back for the sake that we're starting starting anew. So it's called again Shal Leidas Hamochim, and by the way, in Etz Chaim it's called Shal Hamochim. But it's the exact same parent there. Nachzol says the Arizal. Nachzol le'el v'nei.
What's the difference from these Melchim and Shalom?
No, same thing.
Why was the name changed?
Nothing changed. It's just inverse to the Pachim. So later on, we have what's called Shal Mochim, and they changed it to later to Mochim. It's just a formality versus all the same. Now, Nachzol le'el v'nei ma'vihine. Nizbaim shlosha b'china shel vak. Shehem nikroim malche edom emasai nitkenim. Now we already seen, he was just marking to us what we've seen so far. We've done a tikkun called the tikkun on what's called the vak which we know is the zayin malachim, and we did a tikkun called the anach, which is oros nitzusus and kelim on that. And it took us 12 months to masakin the kelim, 9 months to Misakin in Sutos, and 7 months in order to Misakin the Oros. Now we're going to speak about something else. V'at, that was on the Vak. Now, V'at the Torah Levaya, old Bechina Acher. So we're going to speak about different Bechina now. V'hi Mashi Nizbah, it's later Behalva, Mekorma, Sishgam, Zman, Ibo, Yesh Bechinas, Mochim El Zah. Mochim El Zah. That means, Zahainu, even though we're speaking about the Vak, in fact, it's represented by Zah. It's called Zah. Zayin Molochim. Zeh Anpin. Shehem Shloshi Rishonis Ela Shehem Bechina Shlosh Shemois Elokim Keniske Etzleinu Bahamim Mekoma. So even though we speak about the Vak, we say the Vak is the Zah, parts of Zah. That doesn't just mean that the Vak has six spheres and nothing more. Of course, that an Ibu, a child, even though it's called an Ibu, still has a head. Right, so the Chochma Bina Das that we don't mention, we only call him Vak, which is Chesed Ad Malchus. Abad, there's licked in them what's called the Mochim, which is called the Mochim de Katnus, and that in the Kavonas that's represented by Shemus of Elohim. But you have to know that it's still there. The Chabad is still there. We're going to investigate this about this. Now, Kniska Tzlim Bahavim Katnus. It's very important to realize that. V'kasha Narech Ba'aha Arba Kelim. Shel Mochim Bezman Yud Beis Chodoshim, the Arba Kelim, which he's referring to, is Chochma Bina, and then in Das you split Das into two, as we know. It's a Chug there, the Chasadim the Das and the Gvul the Das. So that's the four that we speak about. V'kasher Narich Arba Kelim Shel Mochim Bezman Yud Beis Chodoshim Nimza B'Shlosha Chodoshim Nigba Mo Keli Haroi Lio Islo Moach Echad. So again, you know, we know that Kalim, Avza, we knew that we were raising them from Bia, and they need rectification, and it takes 12 months to rectify them. They go, where did they go? They go back into Ima, right? They go where? From they broke, they fell into Bia, and now we're raising them back up from Bia, the world of Bia, back into the world of Tzilas, and where particularly in the world of Tzilas, into the Bina. There in Bina, which is the Ima, Emma Bonim, we bring them back into Ima, the Kalim, which took 12 months, and we're going to masakin now. We spoke about the Vak, now we're speaking about the Gal, we're speaking of the Gimel Rishonis. Those three Kalim, which make four, because there's a Chochma Bina, and in the Das, as we've said, there's Chasadik and Das, and Gvul the Das. So those four, divided by the 12 months that you're doing, so it comes out every 3 months you're doing another Kalim.
What does it mean, Mach Echot?
What?
What does Mach Echot mean?
You have four Morchin, you have four parts of your brain. Right brain, left brain, and middle brain is divided into two parts. Chochma Bina, Chasadim Das, and Gvul Das. So every quarter, you're doing another brain. Every 3 months, you're doing another brain. 4 divided by 12 is 3. Right? You're doing Chochma first, and then you're doing Bina the next third after that, you're doing Chasadim Das, and finally the last quarter of the 12 months it takes you to Misak in the Kalim, you're doing the last brain.
Chochma Bina Das are called brains.
Brains. Yeah.
I mean, they're called Mochim.
Right brain, left brain, yeah, and middle brain, yeah. Now, Keli. Now you have to realize there's two things. There's two things we have to differentiate here. There's called the Keli, meaning the actual Moach. That's the Keli. And inside the Moach is also the spiritual Chalokim of Keli, which is called the intelligence. We call it the intelligence in the brain. The brain gets educated and has intelligence. That's called the Mochim. So when we call the Mochim, that can mean two things. Either we're referring back to the Keli of the Moach, which means the actual Moach, or we're referring to the intelligence of the Moach. And that's, as we see, as the child grows, we don't give him more brains in quantity, but rather we give him more brains in eichus, in quality. V'hine, Keli ha-Moach ha-Hu, Hu mebechines Elokim. Now, since we're talking about he's still a cotton, he's Ibul, and Yenika is still in Katan stage, that's what's called in the Kavonas as Elokim. We see this Mofia in the Sidurim, in the Shah Kavonas, as, and the Heilige names of the Elokim. Vuhu Gematria Po, Puva, Peva, which is 86. Gematria of Elokim is 86. Now, what does 86 represent? It's basically 3 months, isn't it? Kin minyan aniska shukov lishiu hayomim shiyesh begimo chodoshim. V'az nigma ha-moach echad shel Elokim. As nigma moach echad shel Elokim. As we said, every 3 months you're going to finish off another moach, which since we're dealing with the ubo, it's a lower level, it's called Elokim. V'nivza ki tiptashlum yubez chodcha ibo nigma arba. After 12 months you finish all 4 chalokim of the brains. V'kol zehu b'b'chines kerim shebizmanam yubez chodcha. It's all b'b'chines kerim. Remember, we have anach, Oiras, Netzutzos, Kelim. So out of the three, so far we've done 12 months, and we've sacked in the Kelim, where of which Chelik of Zah of the Gar. Oh no, Bechinas Netzutzos. Now, what about Netzutzos in the Gar? Shvizman Teisha Chadoshim, who be often Acher. In 12 months, as we do something else now. Teisha Chadoshim, so 9 months for the Netzutzos. How are we going to divide now the 4 brains, Chokhmah, Bina, Das, and Das into 2? So what we do is that Das, we revert it back to 1. So basically, what do we have? We have Chokhmah, Bina, Das. Chokhmah, Bina, Das, how long does it take us? We have 9 months to misakin the Nitzutzot Chelek of it. And therefore that comes out that every 3 months we misakin another brain. Shehine, know that Slein Shalmuchin Chotam Alba, the Klulehem Shlosha, right? The 4 that we spoke about before are Chokhmah Bina, and Chasadin Das, and Gvozad Das, really can be Michnichlal into 3, which is called Chabad Levad. Shem Chabad Shelza. Ki Adas Kolel Chasadin Vigvorot, Venimsa Shamoch Icha, Mebechinat Nitzutot Nigba Beshlosha Chodoshin. Comes out that every 3 months you're finishing another brain. First 3 months you're finishing Chokhmah. Second 3 months you're finishing up Bina. And the last third, which will culminate in the 9 months, will be your Das.
Are this all in the dirt, are you? I mean, it's just Berach.
What do you mean?
Well, just like the paywall is not in the last 3 months.
It is, because you don't have 30 days every month. Right? So it's not 90 days.
You see 29.
What's 29? 28. Yeah, so we said what the cheshbon was, is that you have actually 87 days. 87 days plus.
I'm saying, plus the coil,
it would work out. בשלושת המוחים נגמורים בתשע חודשים, שהם זמן איבו ניצוצות, וגם נסיבה זו, המוח הזה בשלושת חודשים הוקה אובו. That's the inner of הוקה אובו. לפי שקבע, יש לו מוח אחד מתוק. So the first 3 months, as soon as that's what we call hookah over, because already the first 3 months you're sacking one brain. אומר, אני מסופק, סדר רב חיים ויטל, אני מסופק, מה ששמעתי ממורי זל, אם המוח ראשון שמתחיל לתקן שלושה חודשים ראשונים, הוא מוח הניקה חוכמה, אני מסופק, do we start first with the חוכמה, which I've been telling you, we start with the חוכמה, or maybe we start with the last brain, which is the דאס, Liyos Rishon. Why should we start with Chochmah? Because it's the first one. The Gamhu Kav Yamin. Oh, Imhu. Oh, maybe we start with the last brain, which is Das. Why should we start with Das? Why? Because Shabo Tzod Chasodim V'Gvos Megadlim Etz Vlad. We know it's very, very Choshev as well. Because that's Megadl the Vlad, the actual Etzim Vlad is Megadl the Vak of the Vlad, which is the Etzim Vlad. That's why it's Taka Choshev. So he's Poisek. That he says like this, Keshapirush Vekapirush Rishon Nira Yosef. I hold that attack of the first brain that we start first. Shayamin Nitkan Mathila Shaim Bo Kolkach Dinim. So we start first with the less dinim and then we work on more dinim. Because again we're doing with the katnas. Katnas is all dinim. Vini Gam Yesh Bamochim Shem Shlosha Rishonas Bechinas Oros. Now, again. V'hine gam yesh b'mochim shem shlosh rishonas bechinas oras hanal shem shlosha bechinas oras nitzusas kelim. So again, we've done so far the kelim of the gam. We've done so far the nitzusas of the gam. Now we're talking about discussing the oras of the gam, then the anach of the gam, which is the oil now. Now, even in the bechina of oil, we have gar, she'em shloshu bechinas oros nitzuzes kelim. Lachem, sim datcha lahavin inyan hakdama zu, she'i tzricha lecha v'muchreches lahavin rosh drushe za, v'hi hakdama be'inyan mochim dekatnus v'yenika v'gadlus deza. Now, he's going to tell us a very important inyan of a very important of inin of mochim. Da, sheikre zahu bechinas vak belvad. We know the essence. We know we have two chalokim of zah of any possible. So we can split the first three bechinas of chokhmah bina das. That's called the gal, and then obviously you have what's called the vak. Now we're speaking about the gal divine. Now, you should know that the essence, really, the etzim, the ikah part of the tzipatuf is always the vak. That's what he says over here. Da, she ikah zahu b'chiras vak bilvad. We know that the ikah is the vak of the patuf. Nothing more, nothing less.
Well, you mean that's the shosh of it, or it's simply the main part?
We were shosh and main part. I mean, this is the essence of the patuf. When you say, ani, who am I? I am. That you, that's the vak. Because your mochim is be'etzim what you receive from somebody else. It's your education. It doesn't really come from you be'etzim. That's not really you. You just inherit the mochim, whichever yeshiva you went to, whatever you got educated. That's not really you. You inherited that. But you are be'etzim your body. Your body is actually you. Your neshama and your body, that's your vak shibah. And even your na is really... We did the start of the next parts of your next generation, right? The children and so on and so forth. But really, be'etzem is your chagat. That's what he says. V'chinas klolo shel oylam atilus be'yoyse be'hiyoyse mitzuyar v'chinas parts of ichad bilvan. Kol ha'kol atilus k'nizke le'el omna v'chinas parts of atzmo hu parts of ichad sholem. Kol ha'kol as eser tzviot shebom. So you can look at this vag in two different ways. You can look at the vag and say, you know what, za is vav ketzavos, vav sviros, gevaltik, ches into malchus. But that's only one way of looking at it. And we know that za stands from the whole part. He takes up his whole chelik of atzilus, right? Let's read it again. Da sheikas za hu bechinas vag bilvav, bechinas klolus kol oylam atzilus. Includes the whole oilam atzilus. That's the look of pshuto because we know there's other patsufim, but he includes all the atzilus which he has a part of. Okay? Encompasses that whole entire part. So the vak or the za include all the part of atzilus which he owns. Now, that's one way of looking at it. One way of looking at it is it takes that entire space. Another way of looking at it is, oh no, but b'chinas parts of atzmo hu parts of eretz shalom, kol kol eser sfiros shabon. Now you can change the loshen, change your vantage point, and say, you know what? I don't only have six spheres here. I have 10 spheres, right? I have 10 spheres. Beim kei muchachu shemidvade yosh lova kaniska yesh bo b'chinas shlosha rishonas shabon ve'im yazehu le'olam. And this is the way we view things, even though it's actually six, but we can make it into ten. I will explain how we do that. But the law of Shlosh is money im yesh lizam. We always do this. Okay, let me just finish the line. Shem nikraim ibu yinika amochem rutzolun gadla. So that as the ibu develops itself, it's a small little ibu of vak. That's the ibu stage, and then it continues. This vak starts growing bigger and bigger. That's the yinika stage, and then finally gets its emistic gal. It's called the gal, the gadlus, in the gadlus stage. When he turns bar mitzvah and 20 years old, that's when he gets his, let's say, his full fledged adult. At that point, the same thing with the patsufim.
I don't understand what you just said before.
Yeah, go ahead.
No.
What's the question?
You said you can make 6 into 10.
That's right. You can view things, right? I can look at something and say that this is one cup, right? But I can say, well, this is 3 parts of the cup. Because I'm looking at it this one. This is the top, this is the bottom third, this is the middle third, and this is the top third. Right, I can view this in many different parts. I can say there's only 2 parts to it. So I can view this parts of za in different ways. Either 6 spheres or 10 spheres. If I view it in 10 spheres, I'm mucha to say there's a head to this. There's a chaba to it. There's a chaba to it.
What does that mean?
10 spheres means chokhmah. You're starting your cheshvan for chokhmah being a das. Right brain, middle brain, left brain.
But then anyway.
No, not if I say there's a vak. If I say that if the part of za is a vak, it's 6 spheres. Where am I starting my cheshvan? I'm starting my cheshvan from chesed. Chesed, there's no brains. That's the top of the parzah. That's the beginning. It's vak, right? Correct? So now you're on drab. That's really impossible to say. Because how can you have an evil without a head? That's what he's saying over here. Even though I'm telling you that za is a vak, it starts from chesed.
It's yesod is a vak. But not that it is vak.
What?
That's
what we're saying. That's so exactly what we're saying.
Vak is.
That's what we're saying here. Yeah? Very good. Now, right. V'af al pi she'anu korim u'michani b'chines mochim el zman gadlus. Now, we have to understand that when we mean mochim over here, there's 2 connotations to mochim. Mochim, that we generally use the word of mochim, really refers to a later stage in the growth of the parsim. We say he's gone to a stage of gadlus. He's a bar mitzvah, he has mochim the gadlus, he's 20 years old, he's a godel. Okay? But it has another connotations as well, as we're saying over here, that even though zaz a vak, the also bechina of mochim, even in the vak stage, a mochim, even though it's hard to understand, because be'etzem a katan is lava das.
You said bar mitzvah twice now. Where's this got?
Huh?
You used the word bar mitzvah twice. Where's this coming to anything?
Zman gadlus. We're talking about, there's 3 periods of time. He just said himself, there's 3 periods of time. Ibo, he's an infant. Yenika, when he's had the later, he's born, and now he's being yonik. And then there's a man of gadlus.
Right.
What is a gadlus? When you become a godel.
Oh, that's what you meant.
Okay.
No,
I said that many times, right?
Not that something happens.
Something does happen. He gets new moichim here. It's a new stage in the life of the. That's when we celebrate.
There's no ceremony.
There is a ceremony. There's a ceremony here in this world. It's called a bar mitzvah. Right? I think somebody's making bar mitzvah. Right? So you're gonna make a ceremony. Right?
That's what we talk about.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
No, but the fact doesn't have a bar mitzvah.
We're talking about receiving something new which you didn't have. That's something why we celebrate in this world.
That's what I'm talking. The fact you reach a new stage, you've reached a new stage. It's not that you go through a ceremony.
I know what you mean. Okay, let's go back. Now, afal pi she'anu korim u'michanim b'chinas mochim el zman gadlus. Now, even though we say the vault is, we use this connotation of mochim, mochim. It's a godless stage. Ain a siba lefi shebe yinika veibo ain lo mochim. No, that's not to say that the zman yinika and ibo, which is my katlus, he doesn't have mochim. Shemuchu shetami yekolel eses sfer shebo shemechalalam sham hem shlosha rishonos. Avad he has mochim when he was a child. We see a chush roi, right? We see that even in a child in the mother's stomach, he has a head, right? And he has brains. That's poshut. Shem nikrai mochim. These are also called mochim. They have him zeh. Aval nasiba he b'mashen nivayer ata. Shamochim. And the reason why we always use the connotation of mochim for a state of godless. Shamochim sheyes lo ibo v'yinika eino chashuvim. That's why we disregard the mochim stage in. We don't speak about it. That's why we use always the mochim for godless, because the mochim by him are gonishlas. He's lavadas. The child cannot think at that stage. It's an ibo. Doesn't have mental prophecies as we have as an adult. Therefore, they're not choshuv. Ela ba'oitem gadlus. Ela oitem the gadlus. Only when he's reached a godless stage, then take those are choshuv enough to be called mochim. Lechein nichne zman agadlus b'shem mochim. When he's a godol davka ve'havin zemeod. But not the afukat that he doesn't have any gadlus b'shem b'shem b'zman katnus. Now, so just to clear things up, because we're going to go into more details now. So there's two periods of growth over here. There's a Zman Katnus and the Zman Gadlus. Okay, is that clear? Two different distinct periods. Now, in the period of Katnus, let's subdivide that period of Katnus into two periods. Okay, well, not periods, but two places on the Palsuf. Okay, Katnus is again equated to Ibo, stages Ibo and Yanika. And then there is what we call two places on the Paltzev, which is the Vak and then the Gav. Right? Makes sense? A child has to grow, both his bodily form has to grow and his head has to grow all at the same time. It's through the Katnus stage. That's Poshut, right? You're looking at me as if I said some rocket science. I'm saying Dvar Pshutim Dvar.
I don't know what you said at the end.
I say
a child grows
now, his body doesn't just grow just because he's a cotton. His head also grows, right? So his head is growing the same momentum, right, same process as his body. His vak and his gal are growing both as he's growing through the cotton stage from zero.
The gal is
his head.
Head
is cotton, right? And his vak is his body. Okay, you got it clear? Katnus, both stages you're going to have. You're going to call, it's called the Vak de Katnus and the Gal de Katnus.
Now that I know one is the head, the other is.
That's right, good. Talk about it. Now, in the Gadlus stage, when he's a Godel already, same thing happens, right? You have a Vak de Gadlus and you have a Gal de Gadlus. Basically, the child, when he's older, also grows. Except the Vak, the Gadlus, we're not going to speak about, because once he's reaching his top growth at 20 years old, basically you don't grow anymore. Basically, you reach your height. But your intelligence keeps on growing. As long as you're learning, you're going to grow your intelligence. So we're speaking.
The goose changes.
Not really. Very little, very little changes. Ain't no choshev, he says. But what's important is that your head grows, your gal. So we're going to speak about those three stages. Okay, we're talking about the Vak, the Katnus, the Gal, the Katnus. And then the Gal, the Gadlus. The Gal, the Gadlus. You got me? Very simple. Okay. Now let's start with the Vak, the Katnus. The Vak, the Katnus. Vizib biwa inya. Da. Bimea ibo v'yanika shadayim az nikroim. Yemea Katnus deza. When he's still a child, that means ibo stage, yanika stage, he's called yemea Katnus deza. We know he still has a gal, right? He still has a head. Besides the vak. So again, you have a vak and a gal in the Katnus stage. And as the right, when we speak about these three stages together, the Gal, the Vak of the Katnus, and we're going to speak about later on the Gal, the Gadlus, we're going to analyze the rectification process on the three different levels that we spoke about, called the Oiras, the Netutzos, and the Kelim, as we spoke about just right now, just a few minutes ago. So here we go. Now let's talk about the Kelim. Vine, HaKelim Hem. What do they refer to? What do they represent? The kelim ahem ha'ivorim sheba'odom. When we speak about kelim, when we speak about the odom, speak about look at their ivorim. That's what the kelim refer to. Now, when we speak about in spiritual terms called the nitzutzos, what does that refer to in bodily parts? Hem ha'nefesh sheba'ivorim achitzonim sheba'odom. Okay, again, so kelim represents so the, both their volume with the internal organs and the outer limbs. The nitzutzos refer to the nefesh, that refers to the nefesh, the spiritual entity which keeps those your organs, your exterior limbs, I should say, alive. So when I speak about nitzutzos, you have to know we're talking about the gidim, the basar, gidim, atzomas, the spiritual chalakim of it, right? Now, the last chedik is the oiros. What are they? They are nefesh shebevorim pinimim. Now that's about the evorim pinimim, which are she'emayim basar, gidim, atzomas. What are they? They are lev, area, the heart, the lungs, Kloyus, the kidneys, and covered, which is the liver, kiyotze bezim. Okay? That's klal. So therefore, we've rectified the kelim, this rectification of the kelim, nitzutzos, and oiros, as we explained, keneged the different parts of the bodies of the person. Now, Agavi tells us, the Enkav on the same, when I talk about nefesh as Ariza, it's not talking about only about the nefesh. Sheshem nefesh kol kol chelke ruchnes nefesh ruach neshama chayechida. We know that the ramch is all nichlal in the nefesh. It's just a generic name. Now we're going to discuss now the gal. Although that was in the vak de gad, this yet anach. We describe what the anach was for the vak de gad. Now we're talking about the gal de gad. This v'hine gam shlosha rishonos yesh bo shlosha bechinas elu. In the Ga, which is a Shlosha, which is a Chochma, Bina Das, Yesh Shlosha Oras, Nitzutzos. Okay, we're discussing now about the Anach of the Gimel Kelim. V'hem Mamesh Adecha Niska. They are Mamesh like the Anach of the Vak de Katnus. The Ga de Katnus are Mamesh the same thing. So let's start. She Oras He Nefesh Ruach Neshama Shebe Eva Pnimim Shebe Oras Shebehem. Like we saw early on. What are these Pinimis of what? What are these oilers pinimis to? The pinimis to the moch, because we're talking about the head, that's the brain. So therefore, these are the oil which is inside the brain. Atzmo she'ein bo b'chinas bosa gidim atzom. That's the nefesh which is inside the brain. V'anitzutzotzeim nefesh ela evorim achitzoyen sheborosh. Then the nitzutzos represent what? They represent the nefesh which is in the chitzoinius of the evorim, of the heads. Akolim bosa gidim etzomas. And the kelim hem evorim atzmam. And that's the evorim atzmam, which is what? Which is the actual skull. So you have the skull, which is the kelim. You have the... again, this is all the ruchnis, right? We're not magashim here. The skull, which is the kelim. And then we have the nitzutzos, which are the evorim achitzonim, which are the basar gidim v'atzomos, which is inside the skull, and inside the, that you have what's called the brain, which we have the brain. That's the nefesh, shagana. Okay, so let's continue. Now Agavi tells us, v'nir lehen esdati da'achayim, sh'akirim ha'kololim evorim achitzonim pinimim, ela nechloku l'shtei b'chinas, sh'yesh b'keli pinimis v'chitzonis k'nis k'le'el, וזה עצמו בחינה סבור חיצוניס הפנימיים מהוון זה מאוד כן נראה לי אני הסדעתי. So every time we, you know, we speak a lot about the pnimis of the keli, the chitzonis of the keli, very spiritual kelim, and then tzadiyav or tzadiyav or, you have to know that this is exactly what we speak about here. When we speak about the evorim, achitzonim, and the evorim, pnimim, that's the exact same inyan as we speak about the keli, pnimis of the keli, and the chitzonis of the keli. Okay, now let's finish off. We have what's called now the gal de katnus. So far we spoke about the vak de katnus, we spoke about the gal de gadlus, and now we're going to go back to katnus stage, but we're talking about the gal de katnus. If you write it on a piece of paper, it's very clear. That so far was the gadlus, gal de gadlus. Omnam, bizman katnus, who you may evil be nika, mitchalakim shlosh bechinas niskore beofen achem. For who shemin ha kelim? Let's start again. Anach kelim nasim mevor mechitzoni shemehem atzomos hanicha tlat chalale gulgolta. Now, when we speak of the katnus stage, the gal the katnus, that means when the child is growing up, what's happening is that he is forming his skull, and in his skull there's three chambers for the chokhmah bina das. Nasi min atzomas mamish ayivesh minasis bitzuras shlosha kelim chalolim. Klo, right? Now, what about the nitzutus in the katnas, in the gadol katnas? Nasi shlosha chumos sheyesh betoch plat chalal gugolta chofefim al moach hakinoda. So the nitzutus are referring to the chum, which is the membrane which is enveloping the brain. That's what we say with mochim de elokim. You have to know that's talking about the kum around the moch in the katan stage. Now we know why. The Farshim asked the question over here. If we're referring to the Rafach of it, we know the Rafach is a Havaya, not Elohim. So why is he saying Molchim de Elohim? Because the Teretz is, since we're dealing with the Katan stage, has to deal with Dinim. Since these Nitzutz went down into the lower world, the Bechinas Dinim, they had the strength there to Mechayu the Kalim in order to make sure they wouldn't perish. So that's Nitzutzus. Nitzutzus represents the Krum Shebekelim in the Katan stage. The Bechinas are Orots and the Gadi Katnas. Nasim b'shloshu bochim atzim ha-shehem k'dimyon ha-bosa ha-rach me'ad me'od k'molecha le'veina v'hem bochim me'chumrim mamish. This is the actual brain in a person's head. The brain in the person's head, if you ask where does it come from, comes actually from the Oros that come in the Bechina at the stage of Gadi Katnas. Ela she'em yoyset tzachim zachim m'sha'a bosa m'sha'a bosa m'sha'a yvorim. Now, elu amochim de chumriim nasim bebechinas oros shehem avayim mamish. Now, in this stage of oros, if you refer to them in the shemus, then you would see them as havayas. Afilu b'mei ibo v'inik, even though it's still in the katan stage, but since it's a higher level, the nitzutzot will be represented by shemus of Elokim. When you come to the oros stage, even though it's katan, it will be havaya. You should remember this very, very well. If dinim, havaya. Let's continue. All that I spoke about to right now was about ibo v'yanika. Kizman gadlus ubaofen achen kinuskele el shakelim hem evorim nitzutzos hem nefesh evorim machitzonis. He's just repeating himself. Va'oras hem nefesh evorim epinimim ve'em bechinas nefesh neshamas ruchniyot gomu el hamochim achumrim enizkam shenase b'mei katnus ve'em gam kein bechinas shemoyes shavaya acherim yoise meulim ruchni meshemoyes avaya shel mochim dechumriyos achumrim atzma enizkam. So even though we said that shem avaya is represented in the katnus stage, but in the Gadol stage, the Havaya is taka on a higher Bechinas Bechlal. V'nimtza klal ha'oile. We come out with a klal from all this we've said so far. What is that klal? Oh, we nearly finished the perek. Sha'mochim shel yemea katnus hemochim chumrim. When we speak about the mochim, that means the actual brain. V'hem havayas v'akum shelahem hem shemois elokim. Aval amochim des man gadlos ena bechinas mochim chumurim, not the actual brain, the keli. Ela rak neshama ruchlius amochim belvad. That's what powers the brain. Asher elo din haneshamas eishel amochim hem nimshochim miruchlius ad deoros sheyesh bemochim de abba veima. Now, where do these lights come from? They come already from a higher bechina called abba veima, which is mezavik. And send down these oiras down into Zad, which represents his mochim. Mashem nimshachim gamkem ilimala meyem, and they come even above abavim. What's that? Shem arhampim ve'atik yomim b'mashin nivay b'zat Hashem, and we'll explain about that. V'nimsa shekol mochim shenizka b'chinas mochim degadlus. Anytime we speak of mochim degadlus, ene kavana mochim achumrim. Don't make a mistake. This is what's called in English called the intelligence of Zaz, receiving it from the higher Bechinas. She'elu kava nasu b'me'er ibo v'yinika, because the actual brain was actually made only in the stage of ibo v'yinika. Rak ha'kava nehi b'neshoma v'ruchnius ha'mochim she'nimshach b'me'er gadluso, that's what we're referring about the mochim. Zochon ze v'lo t'tayim. Okay. Let's continue. Perek Beis. Now zole inan rishon shehine nizbar le'el ech shalosh b'chines sheza or benukva l'taken. Now we spoke about early on the previous what we speak about. We spoke about the tikkun of nukva and za. Now on the three b'chines of anach. Vehem oz nitzutzu zekeri. Kulam nichnasu l'taken b'so the ibu. Beshlosha mekomos sheyesh beparts of a kolel lebina vetfuna, vehem yesod bina v'yesod tfuna v'mokom chatach shebo sheben zu lezu. So again, let's think about what are we speaking about here. We're speaking about a combination of the two of the four boxes. Remember, okay, let's have a look over here. We have four boxes: Avi line, Imai line. We have Yisod Saba. Bottom left box and tuna on the right. The bottom right box is Yisro Saba, and the bottom left box is tuna. Again, Abba Ima Yisro Saba tuna.
No. Only the head.
No, I didn't say that.
You
did on the previous. No, I'm saying let's look at the tmuna klolis. The tmuna klolis is Abba Ima. This is not that. Abba Ima Yisro Saba and tuna. Four boxes. Now we can look at them again. Esospheres in one box, Esospheres. We can have 40 Esospheres, right? Abba is Esospheres, Ima, Yisosav, each one. Or we can look at these four boxes as one big box. And if we can look at one big box, we'll see that the Yisod, one big box, means we're looking at 10 spheres, that's it, Bilvad. That means Chochmah will be here, Bin will be here, that we can play around with it, right? Therefore, Yisod would be at the lower place between Yisod Sab and Tfuna. That would be the Yisod Akloli. Yisod Akloli. Masha Enken, when we look at these individual Patsufim, let's look at the left side. We have Im on top, Bina underneath. You have 10 spheres in Bina, 10 spheres in Tfuna. Understand? Again. Bina is a Patsuf. Parsuf's definition by Parsuf is 10 spheres. You have 10 spheres in Bina. Then you have 10 spheres in Tvuna. Also Parsuf has 10 spheres. There's 20 spheres together, right? 10 plus 10 is 20. Masking? Now, you can look at all this as one Parsuf as well. You can do that. They can join together. Bina joins to with Tvuna, and you can make just 10 spheres out of those two. Because it's one Parsuf. One Parsuf.
What is the other thing?
They're there, but they're Nivla. We're not looking at that. You ever see the picture of the old lady and the young lady? No. There's a picture. It's called an illusion. You look at it, and they ask you, what do you see in this picture? Some people say, I see an old lady. Some people say, I see a young lady. It's a hologram. Depends on where you're looking at it. It changes its look to you. Okay? So I can look at this thing in two different ways. Right? Look at two different ways. Like the Moshel. There's two witnesses. One witness says the killer he wore black. And the other witness says no, he wore white. Who's lying? They're both right. He was wearing a black top and white trousers. Depends what you're looking at. Okay? Understand? Now, so you can look at this parts of, not as two parts, I look at it as one big parts of. I see the top, I see the bottom, I see the one big parts of. Therefore, let's redesign the 10 spheres to meet the 10 spheres from there to the top to the bottom. So we're stretching it. So instead of the yesod, one yesod being on top, one yesod being in the bottom, I have one yesod, which is basically in the middle. Okay? Therefore, I have three main points over here. I have the yesod, which is on the top, which is called the yesod of Bina, the actual. And I have a sod on the bottom, yesod, right? Seriously, yesod on the bottom of it, called the yesod of tuna, etc. But if I look at all as one part, if I can have a third yesod called in the middle, called the mokum chatach. Okay, so I have these three points. These are very strategic points that we're speaking about here. Okay? Then, he says as follows. That's what we just read. וזה סוד מה שאומרו חזר בגמור, בגמור says a needle as follows. בגמור needle דף למד א' עמד בייס, עמד א' says שלושה חודשים הראשונה טבלה דור במודור התחתון, שלושה אמצויס מודור האמצוי, שלושה חודשים האחרונים במודור העליון. והנהם שלושה מודור זה נזכור. So a baby, when a baby is born, first he's at the lower third, and then the baby grows from the lower third of the mother to the middle third and then the higher third. V'yuvan gam ken mashu huva v'gemar shlosha chadoshim rishon and tashmish kash le'isha. The Gemara also says over there that the first 3 months tashmish is kash for the isha v'levlat. Ashnim, the second 3 months is kash le'isha v'yofelevlat. V'achroinim yofelize v'yofelize. So that's all pshat in the Gemara. Now what are pshat? What does this mean, a pshat? What's pshat? The reason is going to tell you pshat in the Gemara. V'ine kash le'zevizim. What is the pshat? V'ine, b'shlosha chodoshim rishonim, the first 3 months of pregnancy, atashmish v'zivuku limata b'sod, b'yesod etvuna, right? That's a bottom box. Bottom box, you have yesod etvuna. And in the yesod etvuna, that's the mokum that we're speaking about then. Lachen kivan shekivan haitasham b'yes achas, letzorach ibur, remember Abba, and how do you get pregnancy? But the fact that Abba is machnis is tipa into ima, into the yisod, that makes the ibur come a lot out. But you only need one beer for that. One beer to have an ibur. Nimtza, shekola zivugim shayu mishama eile chayi levatola. Chayi levatola. In Etz Chaim it says, kimat levatola. The achronim of Medayik, why does it mean kimat levatola? Give the pshat to Kerem Shlomo. In the Kerem Shlomo of an Ortake, speaks about this. Shekava mas mafsik leisha vevlad abia rishona. So since it only takes one beer to get the ibo, all the beers mikana aba olivatol. That's pshat kasher. Pshat is miyuta. That's pshat in the Gemara. Ven soim az zivuku b'mokum chetach. Now, the second period of 3 months, that's where the chatach is. Remember, when we look at the big parsuv, these two parsuv as one, we know the middle part is at the yesod, that's mokum chatach. As a zivuku livlad, it's good for the vlad, but kasha le'isha, right? Shem letzorach nitzutzas asher sham, because we know again the anach, the kelim, or the medura tachton, the nitzutzas the medura emsoi, and the medura elyon is keneged the oilers, right? When they go back into bina. So there, that's in the chatach, that's the mokum nitzutzas asher sham, aval isha atmo kasha. So bishlam and the vlad, which is keneged in the tzutzos, but the tachlis in the tzutzos, it's good for this. Another tikkun. A zivuk will be another eze, another tikkun in the tzutzos, but the isha. The fish ain sham b'chinas yisod the roi lebia with zivuk, so it's kasher the isha because b'etzim there's no yisod there. It's only yisod the kloli, but it's not the emesik yisod of hers. Vayde v'ashlosha chodoshim achloinim she'azivuku b'yisod bina lemal. And then the third chelik is what the yisod which is above, which is in bina, as yofel levlad and love yofel the ish. Why is it yofel levlad? Why yofel levlad? Because she'em b'chinas ha'os she'sham v'gam yofel the isha. Yofel levlad because the oros are there. The oros that came from bia, the back all the way up there, the medura elyon, right there by yisod of ima, yisod of ima eloin. And therefore, when the zivug is happening over there, it's misakin the oilers there. Misakin the oilers also brings the malven over there. But those oilers also misakin. That's the gabi the vlad. The gam yofeli isha kishab b'chinas yisod. Yisod the imas over there. Shem mokum bia v'zivug ein lo tzar. Therefore, there's no tzar over there because it's a mokum bia.
Do you explain something to that?
What do you want to ask?
I don't understand what you speak rather cryptically.
What's the problem here? Again, in the medulla elyon, the Gemara says there's three medullas: the lower part of the stomach, middle part of the stomach, and the higher part of the stomach. That refers to that's the first of parts. The Patsif has three bechinas. Okay, ima has three bechinas. Now the three bechinas are keneged, kelim, which are the lower medulla, nitzus in the middle medulla, and the oilus is the higher medulla. So when is a zivug in the higher medulla? Meaning there's a zivug in the yesod the bina, as they merit there is something which tutuf, you're doing something over there.
Between any of them.
Huh?
Between any of them.
Yes, in any of them, that's right. No, as opposed to the first madura. The first madura, in order for the ibo to come about, you only need one zivug. You only need one zivug, not more than that. Understand? To be pregnant, you only need one zivug.
Right.
Okay, you don't need multiples. So the multiple zivugim after that is levotola. Because once you created the evil, that's at that stage, that's all you need, that's all required, that's the tikkun, that's all that's required is to create it. You've done the first zivug. More zivug that doesn't have, that's called levatola. This is levatola. It's miyuta. And that's why it's kashla, the zivug, kashla ishan, kashla vlag, because it's not needed. Mashiachin over here, there's constantly new nitzutzu. So therefore, you're constantly in a new zivugim. But the zivugim are only in the tzutzus klapi. The help is only for the klapi, the vlad, which is nitzutzus. But the isha, there's no mokum be'etzim to do the zivug. Mashenken, the third madur, which there is madur elyon, which there is a mokum yesod for bina. Therefore, takitz yafu also the isha. Veda she'af apish amarnu kishlosha chadoshim and soim azivuku mokum chatach. Shlosha achroinim zivuku yesod abina ha'inin hu shekol bechina shlosha ashlosh shel vlad olim lemala va'afilu bechina sekelim lemala mevdur al mevdur elyon va'achekar be'esa leida mizgalgilim avlad akolul shlosha ויורד למעלה עד למטה ויוצא אז הוא זמן לידה. So what is he saying now? He's saying, telling you the process. Is that when there's a zivug happening, and you've done the tikkun by the stage of ibo, it's all done. So that kelim is not going to go up. The kelim are going to go up to the mokum nitzutzus, which is the medur emsoi, which is the mokum chatach. Once the zivug is done there by Abba V'Ima, then the kelim and nitzutzus are masukin, and you're going to raise it up to the higher medur, and that higher medur, the kelim and the nitzutzus, go up to the medur, which is the medur elyon, which is where the oiros are held, right, of the anach, and there the zivugim there will help both for the ish and the vlad. Therefore, be'etzem, you masakin all three chalokim of zav, you masakin the kelim and the medur tatan, Mesakin the nitzutzus medur emtsoi, and then finding the oilers in the medur elyon, and there you've done all the rectification, all the anach inside of ima. Okay, good. So next paragraph is paragimel. We'll stop it here. So Hashem will continue next time we meet. Shkoyah.